Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Good afternoon, everybody, or good evening, depending upon where you are on this planet. This is your host, Michael Espinoza, and I'm here with my lovely host, Mr. Lawrence Birch, also known as the Shamanic Birch. Hello, Mr. Birch. Oh,
hello,
look at that.
Hello,
you have
hello,
a big
hello.
Audience.
I know.
How's the Shamanic Birch?
Bigger and bigger. I'm growing some new leaves. Getting ready to bud out.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
How are things in La La Land for the psychic
They're
to the
good.
Stars? Yeah.
Psychic to the stars. It is good down here. The last couple days it's been really beautiful. Low 70s, sunny, nice cool breeze. It's really been beautiful. I've been so grateful for these days. It's nice. So I just wish we can get some water.
Yeah.
So, we need water. Yeah.
No more heat waves for a while.
Importante. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think so. Not well, I don't see them yet. So I'm sure they're to come. They're on the horizon.
Well, you know, I'm happy to sell you guys some water if you want some. Just hit me up after the show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay,
I've got this really, I've got this really economical way of processing and shipping it. I dehydrate the water, and then when you get it, you just add water to it. Yeah.
Oh, that, well, I'm sure is going to go great.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there is something called dehydrated alcohol, which they banned from sales because it was getting people in too much trouble. But I don't know if I've cracked the dehydrated water formula yet, but you'll be the first to know.
Okay. Okay. Good.
Yeah. So how have the spirits been treating you this week? Have they been kind to you, Mansoor Espinoza?
Yeah, they've been good. Mm-hmm. They've been good. Had some really good healings and readings and just been grateful for some really interesting clients and their cases. And how about you, sir? What's going on with you?
Anything worth sharing, or is it all hush-hush, kept to the chest?
Well, I guess I will say there is, I started doing, we talk about this and I said I won't discuss any of the cases, but one of the things that I've started is working with a private investigator and helping this private investigator on their cases. Uh-huh. And so, so that's exciting. I'm really enjoying that. Yeah.
And are you still studying with your overseas mentor? Is that still a thing?
Yes. Yep. I am studying with a medium, and he's overseas, and it's a mentorship program. It's a year-long program, and actually we're doing psychic detective work in it. So it all happened serendipitously. So, you know, I've been wanting to work with detectives for a while. And I've been putting that out there to the universe. And then I got accepted into this program. And then right after, it was actually the same time. I was introduced to this private investigator, and yeah, so now I'm helping with some cases. So that's interesting. It's I like it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So yeah, do you end up? Are you going to end up going over to England to meet up with your mentor in person at some point, or is it all just going to be remote, or how's that work?
No, it's all remote. Yeah, because of the pandemic. But he has a class at the end of the year, or towards the end of the year, the fall, that I think I am going to take up in New York at the Omega Institute. It's in Rhinebeck, New York. Yeah.
Rhinebeck.
In the Rhinebeck.
That's good.
I think I'm going to take that course. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's on transmediumship. So I'm excited about that.
So transmediumship, is that like closer to channeling in a way, or how is that different from mediumship work that you do now, or is it the same thing?
It's closer to channeling. I think the Brits call it trance mediumship. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, you know, you're getting into it, man.
What?
Good for you.
Yeah. Well, it's really interesting work to, you know, deal with people on the other side. And, you know, they're people. They're humans, and they're, well, not anymore, but they're spirit now. But, you know, that relationship between them and their loved ones still exists. And, you know, sometimes some of the problems are still there. The issues, not problems, issues are there. And so it's, you know, when we bring them through, we try to make it as smooth as possible. But, yeah, like I said, those issues are still there. Yeah. One of the misnomer, a lot of people believe, like, you know, when they transition and go to the other side, that, you know, they become these angelic beings and they're perfect. And no, doesn't happen. They don't have the body anymore. They don't have the ego, but they still have their personality. So if they were quiet here, they're quiet over there. They're talkative over here. They're talkative over there. And so they're the same, or very similar. So that's really interesting. But a lot of people always think they become these angelic beings and they're going to depart all this divine wisdom. And no, they don't. They will give you their perspectives and their opinion, but...
I suppose if you're already kind of an angel like myself, then that would come through no matter what happened on the other side.
Exactly.
It'd be obvious. That must be Lawrence.
That's interesting.
Halo. That's interesting.
Yes, when you start thinking about you, the halo comes through immediately, and it hits in the head.
Yeah.
Pokes my eye sometimes. Yeah. It's so big.
Yeah, it's almost like a frisbee.
Your aura.
Golden frisbee.
You need to learn how to get that into the room without hurting people.
I'm working on altering the shape to more of a boomerang, but I haven't quite perfected that yet. So. I had a question. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Okay. When you do mediumship work, do people's pets ever come through, or do you do that specifically for animals? Do you do that kind of work? Or have you?
They do. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, animals come through. Yeah. Uh-huh. Animals are different. They're not like human. They will communicate. It's more through feeling. And I see uh-huh. images. It's not talking. It's not verbal. Uh-huh. Like with the human. But a lot of the time, too, when I see the loved ones on the other side, they will show themselves with their pets. They reunite with their pets, which is nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
And usually the pet is always just really happy and thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like they're always smiling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, look at me. Look at me. I'm here. I remember a long time ago when I lived back east, there was this vet I used to go to, and before I was doing mediumship readings, like around her, I could sense all these animals around her. It was a crazy, crazy, and it would make sense, right? She loves animals,
mm-hmm.
but I was mm-hmm. sensing the birds and rabbits and cats and dogs and all this stuff, and then I started conveying this to her. She didn't believe it too much, but she was intrigued by it. Yeah. So,
nice.
Yeah. So our pets live on as well.
Mhm. Mhm.
Yeah. So are you working on anything interesting?
Am I working on anything interesting?
In terms of clients, readings, healings, shamanic journeys, passages.
Well, I had a client this week with a relationship question, which, as you know, is
mm-hmm.
fairly common
mm-hmm.
in our profession. And
mm-hmm.
you know, they wanted to know what was going on with this person, because they were doing mm-hmm. kind of the old delay tactic, you know, where
mm-hmm.
they had a child by a previous relationship, and what they were communicating was that this person was really controlling, and if they knew that they were involved with somebody else, it might jeopardize this person's access to see their young child, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, on mm-hmm. the surface, when you hear that, you're like, oh, uh-huh, okay, well, you know, I guess that makes sense and blah, 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 blah. But really quickly what came up, and I could tell, you know, the person I was given the reading to was really anxious. Well, she said as much anyway, you know, about the relationship, and was starting to feel like, you know, this wasn't working out too well. And so, you know, mm-hmm. the deeper got into it, the more it was like, you know, whether or not this was really what was happening, this person was using this circumstance as a way to manipulate and control. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, what I also landed on with her was, you know, this person knew the complexities of this relationship, and they're, you know, they were aware of how difficult it was going to be to maintain any kind of a intimate relationship with somebody, because for whatever reason they couldn't resolve their, you know, their relationship with their ex to the point where, you know, they had to keep somebody on the down low, then
mm-hmm.
Maybe they should have thought twice before inviting somebody into it, you know.
Mm.
Because it seemed pretty irresponsible to me, right? It's like, hey, I'm in this miserable, screwed up situation. Why don't you join me? You know, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it gets to that difficult place where, you know, maybe you've got a previous issue, or maybe there's, you know, a medical thing, or, you know, I don't know, whatever it is. Like, there's something going on with you that maybe, you know, is serious enough that you need to tell whoever it is you're getting involved with at some point, right, so they can make an informed decision whether or not they want to accept that about you or your situation and still progress with, you know, into greater intimacy with the relationship, right? But when do you bring that up? When's the right time? Do you bring it up on the first date and scare everybody away so you never, you know, connect with anybody at all because they're freaked out? Or do you wait until they find out, you know, from some other source, or you never tell them, or, you know, but in, you know what I mean? But in this case, I don't think it was like that. It was this person knew things were screwed up and they wanted a companion and they didn't really care if that person got hurt. And that's what I ended up communicating with her. And I said, you know, I'm the more we're talking about this person, the more angry I'm getting because I think it's really unfair what they've done. And I think, you know, it's not right for you to be, to feel, you know, trapped in this situation because this person can't figure out how to resolve things in a healthy way with their ex. You know, that, that has nothing to do with you. They should figure that out and then, you know, move on. So, I don't know. That's what, and she, you know, at the end, she's like, yeah, my friends have been telling me that and I needed to hear it. And I was like, yeah, well, I mean, you know, cause it's always like, but I love them. Well,
yeah.
I mean, that's nice, but you know, they don't sound like they're being really loving towards you. They sound like they're being really selfish. And I think this person's really narcissistic and, time to move on, maybe.
Well, yeah. Was this person aware of how, was there an intuition in the beginning that told this person, this other person that they were getting involved with, so it's selfish? Were they aware of that moving into the relationship?
You mean just that the person was maybe not, was maybe going to think of themselves more than the other person in the relationship when they got into it? Is that what you're asking?
No, the person that they're inquiring about, you know, the selfish person, what did they sense that going into the relationship?
I think, you know, the context of how the relationship formed, I think this person was sort of, no, I don't think so. Not really. Or if they were, it was quickly covered up by the attention they were getting. You know, because I think they held this person in a little bit of awe, kind of on a pedestal. And so when they, you know, started inviting them in to greater intimacy, whatever misgivings they had kind of got swept away by feeling so good about this person paying attention to them. You know what I mean? And I think that, I think the person was really kind-hearted, and so they were really susceptible to believing this person's BS, you know, because they wanted it to be true. And one of the things we also, you know, really, the guides really wanted her to take away as a lesson to start working on was, which I've said to people before in similar circumstances, no more Mr. Nice Guy. In fact, I remember saying, and she started singing it because she knows, you know, she knew the song. And I said, yeah, that's one. I said, and if you really want to trip out, there's a Pat Boone version of it you should listen to. No more Mr. Nice Guy. It's hilarious. So she thought that was funny. But, yeah. But that, I think that happens so often, you know, in relationships in the beginning, you know, you sense something, you know, there's some cracks in this person's foundation, but you're willing to overlook them for any one of a number of reasons. And then later on, those cracks turn out to be pretty fatal. You know, but and they've been there all along.
Yeah.
You told yourself, "Oh, I can fix this," or you know, "It'll be okay," or if I just love this person, all this stuff will magically disappear.
Yeah.
And yeah, that doesn't happen. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you know, I've worked on loving and accepting you and our friendship, and you know, your foundation is still incredibly shaky. I'm surprised you're able to stand upright half the time, actually. But I do admire
right.
you.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
You're yeah. welcome. I just needed to say that
mm-hmm.
publicly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things I think that's really important, because I find this time and again in the readings and what the guides convey to the sitters is that, you know, it's like you have to start honoring your intuition when you move forward in these relationships. I think that is just key. And I think a lot of the times we choose to ignore some of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what we're picking up, the intuition, because we want to be with somebody for whatever reason. And we mm-hmm. will ignore the signs. You know, it's a warning. It's a red light that's blinking that says warning. It's not Christmas lights. and, you know, because, you know, in all the readings, the guy, or the majority of the readings, you know, the guides will always tell the people, you saw the signs, correct? Mm-hmm. And they all say, yes, I did.
Right.
And you chose mm-hmm. to ignore those signs
mm-hmm.
for whatever reason. And they say, yes.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, you know, learn from this. And
mm-hmm.
find the next person, move forward. And when your intuition says this is not right, acknowledge that, hold on to that, and find somebody else.
Yeah. Do you find that particular pattern to be more common than people, you know, for whatever reason, bailing on a relationship prematurely because, you know, they're kind of gun shy, or, you know, they've had bad experiences in the past, like what we've been talking about, or for whatever reason they, you know,
mm-hmm.
they focus on what isn't there, and then they're like, that's it, I'm not going to tolerate that, I'm moving on.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, for whatever reason we choose to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this person, for whatever reason, choose to ignore ourselves and that intuition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not
mm-hmm.
good. Because it will, you know, that's our GPS system. And it's there
mm-hmm.
for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's telling you to run, don't walk.
uh-huh.
Yeah, seriously. Because
yeah.
a lot of time, you know, it's just, you know, sometimes it does. It's not that the person is bad, you know.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't mean that this other person is bad, but you know, it's just not going to work. Not
yeah.
compatible.
Not a fit, or it's
yeah.
not time. Yeah.
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 So
I think
if there's one thing I can tell the you know the listeners here is. Honor that
mm-hmm.
yourself. You know, you'll save
mm-hmm.
yourself some time in
mm-hmm.
the long run. You'll save time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think all you're saying is accurate. I think we're in this situation where, you know, we have all this potential to connect. You know, using the internet now
mm-hmm.
and coming out of the pandemic, things are opening up again. And people are still really, really lonely. And I think a lot of,
yeah,
you know, what I hear sometimes too is it's almost like there's too many choices for people in that regard, you know, that are doing the online dating thing. And they, you know, they're constantly wanting to trade up, or they're looking for, you know, so many things to line up that when, you know, they're offered these potential, you know, dates or connections, they're just, you know, they're not good enough, because they've told themselves that if they just keep looking, you know, they're going to find, you know, the person that's like 100,000% compatible, and you know, they miss out on finding somebody that's really, you know, wonderful. So, you know, I think there's kind of an extreme that happens in relationships these days. You know, either let's jump into intimacy before either of us is really ready and we haven't vetted the other person, or you're not good enough and I'm going to ghost you, and, you know, and you're never going to understand what happened. I'm just going to disappear. So it's frightening, really. You know, I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, for the listeners, Michael and I are offering a new service where we're calling it Take a Psychic on Your Date. And we get to sit with you during your first date. Well, we're working on the title, you know. For a modest fee.
You know what? That's a pretty good idea.
Right? And then, you know, we have a list of questions and conversation topics that you're, you know, you get to ask the person you're on the date with. And then we judge, you know, based on what they say, whether or not they're being honest and how compatible they really are. Because, you know, a lot of people, they have like fake pictures and fake resumes and don't know what to believe, even when they're sitting right across from you. So, you know, having a trained psychic, you know, who can see through the BS in your pocket like that, right in real time, right there, you know, it just clears all that out of the way and saves you a lot of time and money. Right?
Right.
So, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. So,
yeah.
I think we should offer that as a service.
Yeah. And we also, you know,
so
part of the service,
to come with you on your date, let us know.
Yeah. Part of it is we have to pick the restaurant, though, because I'm not eating at some janky joint that I can't stand, you know, because you have to pay for a meal for us, too.
Well, I'm sure whoever, you know, the date is, you know, they, I think most of the time they pretty much want to impress the person, right? So they,
I hope so.
They put on
I'm
some
not,
good
I'm
airs.
Not going to Jack in the Box. I'm not getting the dollar taco.
Well, even I'll go to Jack in the Box for those greasy, disgusting tacos. I love them.
Michael, what are you talking about?
Oh, I can't help it.
Terrible. No
I'm
horse
sorry.
Meat. No horse meat in your diet. No horse meat in your diet, Dr. Seth.
No, I think it's all soy now, which is fine.
Giddy up, taco.
It'll just make my boobs bigger.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but
that was
I think that is a, yeah. But I think that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
So are you ready to take some calls?
Let's do this. We've been torturing people enough.
All right. Right, here we go. All right, people,
okay.
We're going to the phone lines. So when we take your call, when we come to you, give us your name, tell us where you're calling from, and let us know your question. So we're going to area code 904. Hello, 904. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Stacy. Calling from Florida.
Hi, Stacy. Hi,
hello.
Stacy's from Florida.
Hi.
How's Florida?
How are you?
I'm great, thank you. You?
Well, good. We're doing
good.
Pretty good.
So, do you want us to come on a date with you? Are you dating?
I'm not dating. I'm not even looking.
What?
I don't know. I'm just here.
Oh, come on.
Serious.
I think it's time, Casey. You're ready. We can tell.
I know, but I'm still like here.
You know,
I know
Michael
they're not
going
to come to the door.
Michael and I like ice cream, so we should go to an ice cream parlor with you for
Cold
first date.
Cold Stone. We'll go to Cold Stone.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. I like it.
I'll just have to make sure I bring my insulin with me.
Okay. Oh, no.
You can get the sugar-free, Michael.
How can we help you?
Yeah. Okay, it's about career and finances. I don't know. Either one of those. Please.
What? That's very big in general.
Okay, what you see...
Look, can you narrow it down for us?
What you see coming up with my finances job-wise? Please.
So the finances connected to your jobs or job.
Right.
Okay. Let's see. Let me see that. Do you have anything else for her?
Well, you know, it's interesting what's coming up. Maybe this is related to your job directly, but my guides are wanting to know about investments and maybe retirement or what your plans are for actually after you're done working. Do you have anything like that waiting for you, Stacey, or are you making investments, or do you have a 401k
well,
or pension?
Well, I don't have anything like that waiting, but that is something I had inquired about, looking towards doing something about that.
Okay. So right now you don't necessarily have anything, but this is on the radar for you to start planning?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, well, I think that, you know, what I'm getting is that should be as much of a priority as I think the other stuff that you've been focused on, because there's a sense that you've kind of, you have to play a little bit of catch up, I guess, and you don't want to waste or wait any longer, so that you'll miss out. But they also are telling me that if you've gotten a recommendation from somebody, like either a broker or an investment person to talk to, from a friend or a family member, that's actually a really good person to work out and to work with, and that. Even if you don't feel like you have anything to invest right now, that's okay. You should actually talk to them before you start, you know, either having some surplus to invest in or before you, you know, before you get ready to make a move so that you can think about how you're going to work with your money as you earn it. Because I think there's some hesitation and some misgivings you have around it that have kind of prevented you from really taking advantage of it earlier when you had other opportunities for whatever reason. But you don't want to let that, you know, whatever your past history is, prevent you from you know, getting a jump start on doing this now, because it's really, for you, it's going to be really, really important. I mean, it is important for just about everybody, but it's important that you get started on it, you know, really soon, like yesterday. That's what they're saying, as that goes.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's, you know, affirming what you already know, but that, you know, sometimes that's what they have to say. So that's what I've got for now. Michael, do you have anything coming through?
Yes, I do. So one of the things I've been feeling, Stacey, it feels like, have you been thinking about getting a new job? Or maybe you're even looking?
Yes, I have.
Okay, because it feels like that energy is about to shift into a new position. So they're saying, like, stay at it. Do not get discouraged. To really start thinking about the new job that you want. Be very clear and very specific about, you know, the pay, the duties, the title, all of that, okay? And
mm-hmm.
that feels like it's going to come probably early summer. So this is not far off. So just hang in there. Don't get discouraged. You know, it takes a while to manifest. And so, but really focus on what you want and kind of let go of how much you dislike this job or the problems you're having here. Don't focus on that. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
And it feels like you're going to make more money. I feel more money involved with this new position, and I think you're going to be happy with it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. And then
mm-hmm.
you know where to find us if you need us to go with you on a date. So we can...
I got to find the suitor first.
Read him or her,
uh-huh.
whoever.
Stacey, do you have a dog? Do you have a dog by any chance?
No, I do not.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, as an interim, that might be a good good step.
I got to go borrow somebody's dog.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Rent
a
dog.
In an apartment building?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Do you live in an apartment?
No. In a home.
Well, okay. Well, then maybe you should, you know, do a nice deed for your neighbor and borrow their dog and take him for a walk.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think you should practice.
Don't have a date in the neighborhood, though.
You should practice your dating techniques and skills by talking to the dog as if you're going on a date with them.
Okay.
Because they won't judge you. They won't care. You can just kind of, you know, come up to speed that way so you're ready when the opportunity shows up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling, Stacey. And
thank
let
you.
Us know how it goes, okay?
I
good
will.
Luck with
thank
everything.
You. Thanks.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
You as well.
Wow. Okay. That was funny. Oh,
yeah.
And also very important to mention, all
yes.
our readings are for
good.
Entertainment purposes only.
Right.
So if you need professional advice, you need to consult a professional. For whatever mm-hmm. reason, we are entertainers, right?
We're professional entertainers, but we're not professional.
We're professional
legal. Yeah, legal aid or financial aid or relationship aid or, you know.
We're not
veterinarians.
We're not?
No. No. I mean, you're a pranic healer and I'm an herbalist, but that's different. But, you know, I think what'd you thought?
I thought you were a shamanic birch.
I do that too, yeah. I think we have another mm-hmm. business opportunity, Michael. Not only do we sit in date with you, but we also bring a canine companion along to vet a person. Because animals pick up on stuff. It'll be one of our trained psychic mm-hmm. dogs because they'll pick up on stuff you know, that sometimes we don't get.
Yeah.
You get the advantage of that.
Absolutely.
For an extra fee.
Right.
But,
that's the first line of defense or
exactly.
investigation. And then the second
right.
step is when you bring the psychics with you. Yeah.
Right.
All
yeah,
right.
If Bobby,
well, here we go.
You know, if Bobby doesn't like him, then it's just a non-starter from the get-go.
Exactly. Like, girl, go away. Bobby doesn't
exactly.
like him.
He smells bad. He smells bad.
All right, here we go. Let's go to a new caller. Area code 856. Hello, 856.
Hi, how are you?
Where are you calling from?
I'm Rosa Maria from New Jersey.
Hi, Rosa Maria.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Could be good. Could be better. What are you guys coming up with? Like, I guess, like the last call finally says, with a job or a long-term relationship, if that's ever going to happen. Either one.
Say that again. Repeat that.
The last part? Long-term relationship.
No, but...
if that. Oh, the first part?
Both of all of it. So you want to know about a long-term relationship?
Yeah, if that's ever going to happen. Or finances that could be better, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Either one.
Lawrence, do you have anything for Rose Maria?
I'm still tuning in, Michael. She's wondering
okay.
about relationship stuff.
And finances.
And finances.
Hmm. Either one, whatever works.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of getting something already on relationships. It feels kind of like the thing that I'm seeing, Rose Maria. It feels like you got some work to do here. It feels like you got to kind of maybe look in different places for a relationship or even start looking for a relationship. Because it feels kind of like whatever you're doing, it's very similar. You've been doing that for a while, and it's just not working. Do you understand that?
No. I know I've been doing a lot of changes for the last couple months. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
So... finances
okay.
are kind of...
So have you met somebody?
No, not yet. Hopefully.
Okay, well then keep at it. Keep
okay.
at it.
Okay, that's what you
yeah.
mean. Okay, gotcha. Now I see
yeah,
what you mean.
But maybe there's, you know, something different you can do. Right? Instead of going online, maybe you try some meetup groups. Some activity groups where you can start engaging with people as opposed to looking at faces online. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's what I'm getting. Lawrence?
Well, I'm drawing a blank at this point, but, I think it's always good to try new things for sure, so I can definitely support that.
All right.
Cool.
Well, good luck,
appreciate
Rose
it.
Maria. Let us know how it goes.
Good luck.
All right, I will.
Okay. Good luck.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care.
All right. Yeah. Those are really big ones, right? Career, relationship. That's what I usually get.
Mm-hmm.
for questions. I think those are the two biggest subjects that people want to know about.
Yeah. Do you find people to be 100% receptive for the things that you share with them about those issues? Or are
Sorry, ask that again.
What I'm wondering is, you know, because relationship questions are so personal as opposed to career or finances, you know, when you have information that you want to share with them, does that always, you know, get received well when it's, you know, maybe not what the client was expecting to hear? That makes sense.
I think it's contingent on the person, the sitter. You know, sometimes I think some people are open to really want to, that are really open to change and want to hear, you know, the help, the advice that's given, right, from the guides. And then I get some that kind of just want to hear something pleasant. And they want to hear what they want to hear. And remember, we're reading from your energy projected out, you know, into the future. And I'm not pulling from some stone tablet and forecasting, you know, something wonderful. You know, it's kind of like if you're just going to stay at home all the time watching TV. You're pretty much not going to meet people, you know, unless you get out there, right? Either on the web or an app or activity group or, you know, at church, wherever, right? We have to push ourselves out there.
You're not offering stone tablet readings anymore? Cuneiform?
No.
I thought that was the service that, no? The demand hasn't
been
there.
No, not anymore. No, it's too hard to have the people bring in the stone tablets or me look for them. Yeah.
Carve them out. Yeah, it's pretty labor.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
What do you find in your readings with people in regards to, like, relationships or career? And
yeah,
the advice that you give them.
Yeah, I do think it's situational. I also think it's contingent upon the person and where they're at, you know, with themselves. You know, it's funny. Some people are really asking to be affirmed, and when you give them that affirmation, they can often respond with, "Well, I already know that." And you're like, okay, well, but you've been affirmed, so you don't find that useful? Well, I want to have this other information. It's like, well, but, you know, you came in wanting to know, you know, something specific about, you know, your relationship, either how it's going or how to get one or whatever, and, you know, this is what the guides are showing. But, you know, for whatever reason, that's not what they wanted to hear, or not good enough, or they wanted new information, or, you know. So I think, you know, I think it's a 50-50 in my experience between whether people want to hear something, you know, and I always try to make it constructive, no matter what it is, you know, because I don't want people to feel negated in any way or unsupported or... you know, I think, it, you know, it's you know, it can be very disheartening to, you know, be rejected or to feel rejected or, you know, to feel like you don't have the confidence to put yourself out there because you've been hurt or you don't want to get hurt again or whatever. So, you know, I don't think it does any good from, you know, the reader's vantage point to pile on to that
feeling that may already be out there with the sitter. But at the same time, I think it's important to be as, you know, compassionately honest as you can be too. Otherwise, you're just telling people stuff that isn't, you know, really going to be of any use to them. You know.
Right.
You know, even if it comes across as not, you know, living up to their fantasies. But I think you're right. I think it's difficult when people show up and they're either so emotionally exhausted or they've kind of given up, you know, like you're saying, sitting on the couch or whatever, watching TV, or it's not working for them, or it's been a long time and they have that, you know, kind of like rescue sort of thing going on, or they want things to be fixed, or, you know, they're kind of at the end and they want just the magic wand waved because they've, you know, kind of reached that point. You know, that energy is really difficult to work with because, you know, people have to have enough of an energy when they come to us that we connect with them. And if their energy is so low or they're in such despair that it's just so hard to find, you know, the reading is going to reflect that. It's not going to be very, informative at a minimum, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's almost like we need a fluffer, you know, somebody that can like fluff the energy up and get it to at least a certain level before they even show up for the reading. Otherwise, you know, sometimes a lot of the reading can be about, hey, can you maybe show up a little bit more so I can even feel what's going on for you? You know, and then that gets into a whole nother reading. It's like, what are you talking about? You know, why can't you just, you know, be the Long Island medium or whatever? It's like, well, because.
Right. Well, you know, I think what's important too to remember when we go to, or when you go to psychics, you know, you're responsible for your life still. You know, the psychic is not responsible. And
what?
It's up to us to make the changes. I know you don't want to hear it, but I'm sorry. And, but, you know, if you stick with it and you make changes, change comes, change happens. If you want something different to happen, you have to do something different. So I think that's really important.
If my relationship doesn't work out after coming to see you, Michael, you're totally to blame. So just so you know, that's how it works.
Okay. And I will not feel bad if you don't come back. So. That's okay.
Well, that's the thing, you know, I mean, we want people to, you know, be able to fulfill their highest potential, you know. I mean, we start off with a client at that place. So, you know, we're on your side, but we're also trying to, you know, broker the information that's coming through in a way that is going to be helpful for you, not just, you know, palliative or treat your symptoms. So you have to be ready for that. And if you're not, there's nothing we can do about that. I mean, I can't force you to, you know, let go of stuff that maybe, you know, would be better off dealt with, you know, by a professional with a couch or a, you know, a degree after their name in one of the psychological fields or something. You know.
Well, sir, guess what?
Chicken butt.
We've come to the end of the show.
No way.
Can you believe it? Yeah, we have.
Oh, I hear the music. It must be true.
Yeah. It's that time. Well, thank you, sir, for being a lovely co-host. I truly appreciate you, your wisdom, and your guides.
Yes, and?
And, uh-huh. So how can people how can people contact you, sir?
They can call or text 541-344-7534. They can email givingtree@earthlink.net. They can also check out my Facebook page before it goes away, Giving Tree Farm Herbs, and my website, givingtreefarm.com. How about you?
Great.
Psychic to the Stars. How do people get on your wait list since you're so busy with your A-list?
My wait list.
Yeah.
Yes. You can go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com, and you can schedule a session there.
Nice
and easy. Easy peasy.
Yeah.
Well,
that's nice.
So do you have, do we know what programming's working on for next week?
Programming was on spring break, so they haven't done jack squat about scheduling or booking anybody. Yeah, so that will have, yeah, I think we might need some new, you know, we need some new interns. So I don't know what's happening next week.
Okay.
You know, they show up, they eat all the donuts, and then that's it. There's no donuts for us, and they don't really do anything. So I think we need to. We need to look for interns.
I think we just need to have a...
Yeah?
We just need a corporate meeting, sit down and talk with everybody. That's it.
We definitely need to hear from corporate because they've been really remote lately, and that hasn't been helpful.
Yeah.
Enough of that.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening, and please... come to Blog Talk Radio and like our page here. And you can also download our show on Amazon, Apple, Google, and Spotify platforms, the big ones. And, yeah, bring us with you wherever you go. So from the bottom of my heart, I thank you all for tuning in. And I thank my co-host, Mr. Birch, for being here.
Thank you, Mr.
Co-host.
Yeah, and thank you to the spirits,
as
always.
And yeah. I was just going to say that. Yes, thank you to the spirits for showing up and giving us great information, always. Thank you. All right, have a great week, everybody. We'll see you back here next Friday. 6 p.m. Pacific time. Have a great week. Au revoir.
Bye for now.